I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
The traditional harrowing of hell, as it's known, this doctrine, is that when after Jesus died, he had paid the price for our sins. So at that point, a transaction had been completed, and the harrowing of hell doctrine says he presented himself to the rebellious persons who had died prior to his sacrificial work and offered them a chance at salvation, and then led them forth as captives in his train, as the old, led them out of captivity where they had been spirits in prison, waiting for the final judgment. Because that offer of gospel salvation through Christ's sacrifice had to be made to everybody, and obviously they weren't alive to hear about it, and so they had to receive it this special way. And that's kind of where it comes from, like you said, building probably a bigger edifice than can really be supported by this, frankly, sort of unclear passage. But it is like with Ephesians 4:9 passage, what does it mean to say he ascended except that he also descended into the lower earthly regions? And a lot of translations, like Mark said, of the Apostles' Creed will say he descended into hell, but there's a lot of suspicion about that being a good translation of the oldest versions of the Creed, which would probably say something more like he descended to the grave. And so some English translations are now saying he descended to the grave, meaning he really did die. Right. In other words, it was an affirmation that his death wasn't just an illusion, that he didn't only appear to die, that he wasn't replaced as Muslims or Zoroastrians or some other people might teach. It wasn't just somebody who looked like Jesus. It really was Jesus. So the whole point of that part of the Apostles' Creed is to say that Jesus really did die just as we do. Because all of this is pointing to us being the ones who ultimately will follow in his train, going through the same process of death, burial, and resurrection as we typify in baptism. So 1 Corinthians 15 talks about this being the pattern that we will also follow because Christ really did die and really was resurrected. He's the first fruits, and we can expect the same thing for ourselves. Just a footnote, if you talk to a Mormon, you'll sometimes hear that they say what he did in those 3 days was he came to North America and did the ministry there to the native people, ultimately a lost tribe of Israel. That were here in North America. So obviously I reject that too. Mm-hmm.
It really does. When you step back from this, it's hard for us in 2016 to identify with this. But there really was a historical reality here that had to be verified. And that was Jesus really did die. This isn't something that was made up. And then he really did rise from the dead. This is at the very foundation of all of Christianity, that if that's true, everything's changed.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.